Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Back to our top story, the Trump administration's policy of separating many undocumented families crossing the U.S. border. Humanitarian groups in Texas say the so-called zero-tolerance policy is creating a strain on resources and uncertain futures for those families. From member station KUT, Ashley Lopez reports.
Sarah Valdez is the supervising attorney for the children's program at Raices, which provides legal assistance to immigrants in Texas. Like other attorneys in her office, she says they've been really busy lately.
It's just been a shock to the system and kind of game planning. What are we going to do to help out these folks and these kids?
Valdez says the scale of these family separations is unprecedented, and our group is just trying to figure out how to tackle as many cases as they can.
So, I mean, we're already strategizing and changing kind of what we're doing, but I think there is a little, I feel at least a little bit in shock of, okay, like, we got to figure this out.
But one of the issues, she says, is that there's a lot of uncertainty. For one, there isn't clarity from the federal government on whether or when these families will be reunited.
I think that when people look to me as an attorney to say, what do you think I should do? People want definite answers, and I can't give definite answers right now.
And that uncertainty has also been a challenge for groups who contract with the federal government to hold these kids and provide services to them. Dr. Juan Sanchez is the founder and president of Southwest Key Programs. His group has been working with the federal government for the past 20 years doing this work. Sanchez says even he doesn't know if or when families will be reunited.
We don't know yet because we don't know where this is going. It's a recent policy. It hasn't all been worked out. What we are doing is maintaining a relationship between the child and the family member, wherever they may be, and making sure they understand that we have the child, and as soon as they are able to take their child back, that's what we'd like to do, is connect them again.
But as far as a possible timeline for that, Sanchez says he has no idea. And in the meantime, he says he's trying to hire childcare workers, clinicians, and administrative staff to meet the needs of these children being separated from their parents. And he says they are running out of space as well.
We're at a maximum right now, pretty close to it. We got about 230 additional beds. When we get to 6,000, we're going to be maxed out. And there's a lot of work, discussions now about where are these kids going to go.
Sanchez says about 10% of the children they're holding for the federal government have been separated from their parents under this new policy. And as far as the future of this policy, neither Juan Sanchez or Sarah Valdez with Raices says they have any idea how this will play out.
Is it sustainable? I don't know.
I don't know how as a country we can continue to treat people like this. And I think as a legal community, as an advocacy community, we're not going to stand for this policy as it is. And we're going to fight for fairness.
The Trump administration has said leading up to this new policy that it is meant to be a deterrent to illegal immigration. For Here and Now, I'm Ashley Lopez in Austin.